And then if you're the other person in the conversation, just a couple ones. So if you are, you know, you might say something like, I haven't seen it yet, so don't tell me, like what Lindsay just said.
So for example, why don't
I say, so then at the very end.
I haven't seen it yet, so don't tell me.
Oh, sorry.
Awesome. And then the next one would be, don't give anything away, please. So that's nice and polite. You're saying please at the end.
Yes.
And at the very last minute.
No, don't give anything away, please. Lindsay, stop. No, I'm just joking.
And then the last one is, I know there's a plot twist, but don't tell me. There's always a plot twist in these modern shows, right?
Oh my gosh, there are so many. I really recommend this show, Dead to Me.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Okay. All right, I'll check it out.
It's a dark comedy, so it's really, it's very interesting. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. It's actually a very unique show. So I could say, so was the finale good?
Yes.
Okay, I know there's a plot twist, but don't tell me.
Okay, I won't tell you.
Okay.
My lips are sealed.
Exactly. All right, cool. So yeah, these are all really useful, right, on each end of the conversation. If you're the person who is trying not to spoil something or the person who doesn't want something to be spoiled, and you can combine some of these phrases together for each part of the conversation, of course. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this is so important for connection. You do not want to give something away.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. So it's about, again, we know people are in different places with these shows, guys. So, I mean, yeah, like you said, the important thing is don't spoil that ending for someone because they invest a lot in these shows, right? People put a lot of emotions sometimes in these shows.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. It's very, people get very invested. And yeah, it is interesting how TV became so much better than it used to be. Mm-hmm. That's something we could even do another show on, like how it kind of changed. It seemed like TV was going to be dead.
Yeah, that's true.
It became so fantastic. So another
it's weird.
Too many things.
I think it is because of Netflix and Amazon, and now different networks are getting into it. Like I think Disney is creating their own network. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens to TV versus movies. Actually, we could do another episode on what's happening to big cinema right now.
Oh yeah.
With what was that new episode? That new series that came out, Trolls, that came out just on Netflix.
I
heard about something where there's some kind of dispute going on with the theaters.
Oh,
that
yeah?
could be an, yeah, we could research that and do an episode on it. That'd be interesting.
That'd be for sure.
What
for
is the
sure.
future of cinema, right? Oh, I don't want movies to go away, right?
I don't either. I don't either.
I love going to the movies. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So anyways, good episode today, Michelle. Yeah.
Thank you. And I have one bonus word before we go.
Okay.
It's cliffhanger.
Oh. Yes.
And that is that, you know, at the end of a season or at the end of an episode, that makes you say, if I don't watch the next one, I will just fall apart. Right? That's like, Friends always had good cliffhangers, where you just say, oh my gosh, like it ends. And the very last minute, sometimes Dan and I will be watching something and it's like the last 2 minutes and we're like, something's going to happen. Cause you just know in certain shows that a cliffhanger is coming. And it's that thing that makes you say, like that's what keeps it going. You're like, okay, we have to watch the next one. And I don't care what time it is, we're watching the next one.
I love that. So good. This is real English here, Michelle. This is awesome. I love
it. Yeah. This is super fun. So again, we're also talking about reading and things here, but I guess it did turn into more of a TV episode, which is okay. But same ideas. Don't give away books and movies and things like that.
Yeah.
But Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Yeah. So for today, guys, again, like we said before, it's important not to spoil, especially if you want to, I don't know, you don't want to ruin someone's day. You don't know how seriously they're taking these shows, okay?
Right.
You don't know how invested they are. So warn people, you have the tools now, especially if you're in a group, that could be embarrassing if the whole group hasn't seen it and you say something very embarrassing.
Right.
So just avoid it. Just avoid it.
Right. I think that is a good thing to leave on, Lindsay. So
awesome.
Anyway,
awesome.
This was fun. And enjoy your TV shows.
Yeah. And guys, again, keep your eyes and ears open for our business English course. Keep checking your email and we will be making announcements on the show when it's ready for an exclusive launch. All right. I'm so excited. It's going to be great.
Yes. I can't wait.
All right. Very cool, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.